Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with new owners of a shaved ice business coming to Indianola, Jessica and Ammon Taylor, owners of the Snow Shack. There's a new business coming to Indianola in the next week or so here. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we decided as a family to open up a Snow Shack. And we're really excited. I realized that we didn't really have anything like that in Indianola. And in high school, worked at a Snow Shack, and I loved it. And it was so good to eat all the time. And I was like, you know, Indianola needs a Snow Shack.
What type of products is going to be here? Because I hear Snow Shack, and I think right to shaved ice snow cones, but it is shaved ice, correct?
Yes, it's going to be shaved ice. It's not your typical pebbly, overly sweet snow cone. This is the real deal shaved ice. It's going to be really good.
Very high quality products with 26 flavors or so that we'll have on the menu to offer. We actually had to source solid blocks of ice out of Ottumwa because we couldn't find somebody who made it in Des Moines to give us the quality of ice we needed for the type of product we're trying to offer.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the process with the city, because there was never anything really like this before with a not quite a mobile building, but not a fixed location. So there was a change in city code. Talk a little bit about that process.
Yeah, so the city has what's called a mobile food vendor permit. Basically, you know, food trucks, so vehicles that sell food out of them, to kind of regulate those where they can and can't be operating in town. And this is neither a vehicle or a fixed building. It's not a structure that is tied to the ground, but it doesn't have tires or an axle either. It's a shack. It's a snow shack. It's the snow shack. And so there was kind of a middle ground that we had to work with on the city as to how to get a permit for this. Technically, we are applying for a mobile food vendor permit, but they worked with us to amend the city code. They were great to work with. Wonderful city council, great city manager and community development director. They've amended this so that mobile food units that don't cook, because there's no heating in making a snow shack, and that don't have a fixed axle or tire-based system, could be able to open up more easily here in town. From our perspective as first-time entrepreneurs, if you can't open up a snow shack, the most basic of businesses in Indianola, you know, what business could you open? And so the city understood that perspective and was really helpful to help start this new business here in town.
Well, you talked about working in a snow shack when you were back in high school, and as I understand, you want to kind of help bring those memories to current community kids, correct?
Yeah, I would love for kids to be able to work at a joint like this. I think it's really fun. There's AC in the shack, and I know it gets super hot here in Iowa, but it's just a really fun environment, and it's not that difficult to make snow cones. You just kind of have to figure it out, and it's a way, I think, to draw the community in and have a good time.
Let's talk about hours of operation, when, where, and what can people expect for that?
Okay, so we are going to be located at the Hy-Vee parking lot by the gas station, so you won't be able to miss us. And school doesn't get out until May 31st, so we plan throughout the week, opening from Monday to Friday at 3:30, closing at 10 p.m., and then on Saturdays, 11 to 10. But our opening day is April 13th, and that's a Saturday. We'll be open at 11, and you can get free snow cones all day.
Well, let's talk about that opening day. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're just kind of inviting the rest of the community to come on out and see what it's all about?
Yeah, absolutely. You just want to build the enthusiasm for the coolest new summer treat at the best price for Indianola residents. And it's a great way to have them come sample our product, see the quality we've talked about, the shaved ice versus crushed ice, and help them know that this is where they should be coming through the summer.
All right, and how can people learn more about it if they wanted to?
So we have an Instagram account. It's at Snow Shack Indianola, S-N-O-S-H-A-C-K, and then Indianola.
It's Snow Shack Indianola. Just remember, no W on the snow.
Thanks to Jessica and Ammon Taylor for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.